Menace Nation, it's Menace Morning Time.
Wake 'em up.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot.
Tryna hide from the camera.
I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive.
I ain't going outside today.
No big.
Couldn't find our tick. So I'm drinking on Accutane.
I feel like Pac.
I'ma pull up my style. We gon' do a drive-by in the rain.
I shoot a shot. I'm coming in.
It is Friday, March 18th. We are in the midst of March Madness, and we have a hometown hero challenge for you today.
I didn't even tell
Chris about it, but I picked someone out, and we are going to call today Mansfield, Ohio, and try to see if the hybrid tight end linebacker, Cade Stover, is a hometown hero. And I want to do other schools. I want to do other rosters. Mm-hmm. One of the hardest things about it is it kind of has to be on the East Coast because it's a morning show.
Right.
I can't call Cali. I mean, it's like 7 a.m. out there. So the barbershops are not open. But we have a barbershop. I'm not going to say the name of it. But if you listen to the live stream, you'll certainly probably hear it when they answer. But anyways, we will do that at the end of the show. Chris, don't let me forget.
I will not.
But what a fucking day yesterday. March Madness was wild. Kentucky, down goes Kentucky.
Shout out St. Peter's. The 15
seed knocks off a 2 seed, and my bracket's still alive. I'm okay. Who you got winning it all, Chris?
Honestly, I think Baylor's going to win the whole thing. I didn't fill my bracket out that way, so that tells you how much confidence I have in that.
Right.
But I was scared. Man, I get scared to fill out brackets, bro, because I always lose and I always get fried. Ever since the one year I was parading my bracket around the radio station, I had Cal with Jaylen Brown winning the whole thing. First round, lost by like 17.
Ooh.
So after that day, I kind of stopped. But I think I like Baylor. I think they have two guys that are NBA wings. They have experience. You know, deep tournament runs are kind of their thing. They have a Kelly Olynyk clone, and they're deep. And they get teams in foul trouble. And I think that's super underrated. So I like Baylor for the long haul. But again, don't fry me.
It's March. It's March. Mm-hmm. I try to tell I've always said that. Like to sit here and champion who you think is going to win the tournament is stupid. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, out of 10 years, one out of 10, the team that everyone would bet money on to win it wins it. Right, yeah. It just doesn't happen, and March is just insane. You look at some of the games.
It takes a super special talent, like sometimes, like the Carmelo Anthony year when he was with Syracuse. Okay, Anthony Davis when he was at Kentucky. Okay, but then even that John Wall team that had DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, Eric Bledsoe, they lost. So
that's what I mean. It's literally one out of every 10 years. The team that really on paper should win it wins it, and the other nine times it's like it's a shit show, and that's why everyone loves it, right? But I enjoyed it yesterday, man. I'm going to tell you what, the weather was beautiful here. You know, my kids got out of school, and I threw the games up on our patio TV, and we just were outside all day, had a fire last night, and just watched basketball. And everyone that listens to the show and watches the show knows I'm not a basketball guy. Like, I'm not going to Stephen A. Smith you and try to give you hot takes on fucking basketball because I just don't really watch it. It's not that great of a sport to me, but March Madness is, right? Mm-hmm. The NBA Finals maybe is sometimes, but other than that, I'm just not a fan. But March Madness is one of the best sporting events, sporting, whatever you want to call it, tournaments for sure in the world. And so I watch it. I'm here for it. I'm here for the shit show, though. I'm here for the upsets. I'm here for Kentucky to fall and you know, God, for a minute there, then I know they pulled it out, but that Gonzaga Georgia State or whoever they were playing game. I mean, we're starting the second half and it's a tie game. Gonzaga's down by two, and then they just had too much depth and too much longevity, I guess. Mm-hmm. And
well, it's
and
like they can weather when other teams get cold, like when
right. And it just but you're just I'm just here for it. Like the minute I see a 10 seed is up on a 3 seed or whatever, it's like what? Turn the game on. I want to see this shit show. I'm here for it.
100%. Well,
speaking of shit shows, Chris, I don't know if you know this or not, but a boy won a girl's swimming event yesterday.
How is that possible?
So he was born with a dick, right? I've never seen it, but I think he was born with a penis. At least that's what his parents said and the doctor said when he was born. And that boy with a penis was allowed because of the fucking idiots in this world. The same ones that believed Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian implant. The same ones that are fucking idiots about everything. COVID, you name it. The same ones. They just believe that if you feel like a girl, you can be a girl, big guy. You can be a girl. And that's what they feel like, right? They feel like they just want you to feel good because we live in a feel good, smiley face fucking society. And those people are at a real crossroads here. And I want, this is a call out to every woke ass dumb fuck in the world. State your opinion, because you're all for transgender rights, which transgender is a mental illness. It's not a real thing. Like, if you want to cut your dinky off, you have a problem, a mental problem. If we are going to fight for transgender rights and also fight for women's rights, something's got to give. There is a boy beating girls in swimming right now, and we're calling him Leah. His name is not Leah. He is a boy. He has no business being in the water with those girls. He should be expelled, kicked out, banned from every race ever. If he wants to go win a race, go compete against other people who were born with dicks. How about that? It's just absurd. It's absurd that this is going on. It's absurd that the media isn't just outraged. It's absurd. And people aren't outraged. That's the best part. Even the girls, swimmers, like they have a problem with it, right? But they're scared to speak out because
they'll get canceled, right?
Yeah, the woke media might come cancel them. You can't cancel me, bitch. I'm talking about it. This is bullshit. It's a fucking crime. It's criminal. Mm-hmm. If my daughter was a swimmer, I would beat the shit out of that boy. That's, I mean, not really. I know people are going to be like, oh, there he goes, the violent guy. I wouldn't really beat the shit out of him, but I would be livid. I would be so angry that my daughter, who busts her ass to compete and try to win a championship, a race, a meet, whatever you call it. I don't even know. If she got beat by a boy and a bunch of people were just allowing it because he feels like a girl, fuck off.
Yeah.
You're not a girl. You have mental health problems. Go in a pool with boys and see if you can compete.
Yeah, I'm frustrated with, I mean, that person, it was in the comments, that person was the 426th ranked male swimmer. And I think,
sucked.
Yeah, he's I don't think you swimmer. Should be able, yeah, I don't think you should be able to compete in both, on both sides. Like, okay, I get it. Like, if you do whatever you want to your body, that's fine. But that should immediately, life isn't fair, and you shouldn't be able to then swim like on the other side. And if you think that you should be able to, then create a new division, go swim amateur, go do something else. Because my heart immediately goes to the girl who was in second place.
It's like, I just don't understand what's wrong with this world.
It's been celebrated, man. Like, I've never seen swimming.
This is an extreme take, and I know that. And I really, truly believe it. I think we have two countries in this country. We have two countries. We need to divide the shit, East and West. I mean, it really needs to happen, because the shit that happened in Florida with the transgender bill that they were calling about, like the woke left was basically making it about transgender rights. And they were trying to champion it as like, you are a hateful person and you're against gay people if you don't agree with this bill. But the bill was about teaching kindergartners about transgenderism. It's like, what? I have a kindergartner, a fourth grader, a sixth grader. If someone was telling my kindergartner that she could be a boy if she wanted to, I'm not kidding you. Like, I don't know what I would do. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's five. Mm-hmm. She cannot be a boy. She's a girl. And if someday she has some mental illness where she thinks she's a boy, we'll deal with that and I will still love her. But she's four. Why are you talking to my kid? And the other part of the bill was they could do it and they didn't have to tell the parents about it. They could have, like, the guidance counselor could meet with your child and have a meeting about how that boy is a girl and not have to tell you about it as a parent. That's what the bill was. But people in the media were like, if you don't agree with this bill, you hate gay people. It's like, what? Like, what is wrong with this world? I think there's two countries. I really do. I really do.
And it's just, you're going to get villainized, man. You already have been. But like, it's just the women in that sport that want to speak up, know they can't. Because as soon as they do, they're cancelable. They'll be viewed by that side of things
as bad people. Here's an even hotter take for you, Chris. I don't think they would. I think if a woman swimmer came out and vehemently was against this boy named William swimming against her, I bet you the media would either not, they would just ignore it and you would not hear about it, or they would champion it. I think that's the only thing that's that needs to happen. I think a big time swimmer needs to come out, a girl, a female. It can't be a boy, or else you're right, they will get canceled. Mm-hmm. But if a female swimmer comes out and says, this is bullshit, it's not fair, I've trained my whole life for this, I think it would be either ignored or championed. I don't think they would get canceled, because you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't, because they're right. Well, maybe
it's like
I'm wrong.
It's like,
I mean,
it's
you never know with the media.
It's just a no brainer thing. It's just no brainer. I don't know. And then I even talking about it, I feel like I'm on the wrong side of history, but like I know in my heart of hearts that like that is right, but it's kind of been drilled in, especially because
I got to get off this topic. I can't imagine my daughter going in to shower after a meet and that boy is in the shower with her. Like, or do they not do that? Does he have to shower in the boys' locker? Do they have like a transgender locker room? Do they have like a penis confusion locker room? I'm confused if I have a penis or deserved a penis or want a penis. I don't know if I want it in me. I don't know if I want to have one. I don't know anything. So this is my locker room. The confusion locker room. What is there? Honestly, I have two daughters. If some dude was showering with my two daughters because he felt like a girl, that's fucking wrong. I don't know. All right, I got to get off this because there's something so wrong. And as a man with daughters and just kids in general, it's really rubs me the wrong way. And you have younger siblings. Like, can you imagine that?
Oh, dude, I've had this discussion with my mom probably two or three times. I have a 7-year-old sister who is incredible. And like, if she decided she wanted to compete, and that's kind of how things went.
Better never happen. Better never happen. My daughter and my oldest daughter is an athlete for sure. Mm-hmm. My youngest one probably is. She seems like she's going to be. Just let there be a boy on the field, and we're going to have some serious like campaigning to cancel everybody, whoever makes the decisions, whoever allows it to happen. I'm coming for everyone.
It can't happen.
It's just absurd, and we just let it go. Right. We just let it go. I mean, I saw a tweet like, Leah Thomas wins. It's like, no shit. What? Shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
I mean, do you remember? And remember, this comes on the heels of the one swimmer beating him or her or I don't know. And then.
Yeah. When the other transgender swimmer beat him?
Yeah.
Two boys battled it out in a women's swimming. Yeah, I do remember that.
And like the picture of them being way out in front of everybody else. It's like, oh, come on now. Like
this dude, William, won by 3 seconds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, how is this fair to any? All right.
It's like this. If we're racing pickup trucks, nice pickup trucks, and then there's these two Ferraris that say, "Hey, we feel like pickup trucks. Let's race." And it's like, oh, come on now. Like,
I mean, right? It's just,
but hey, drop your hot takes in the comment section. We're gonna have Zach fry you like he fries me every single day. If you have a take, and I'll put it up on screen, and Zach will tell you how terrible of a take that is. So let them fly. We're here for it. I saw a couple Kentucky takes on the basketball side, but Zach, this Baker Mayfield thing is super relevant, and I want to keep it going.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, obviously we know about the drama. Obviously, they wanted Deshaun Watson. It was no secret. They flew the Cleveland brass down to Houston, go talk with him, meet with him, basically recruit him. He comes back and says, you know what? Nah, not into it.
We all knew he would do, right?
Exactly.
He's never coming to Cleveland.
Yeah, he said, nah, we're not into it. Thanks, Cleveland. You know, da-da-da-da-da. Baker Mayfield does the goodbye, not goodbye. Very awkward. He's in Tennessee at a country concert, posting pictures, whatever, to each his own. Then gets back and requests a trade. Cleveland comes out and says.
It's mind-blowing to me because the Browns were transparent with his agent. And maybe Baker's just a baby back bitch, which we know he is, right? All the way back from when he got his ass whooped in Norman, Oklahoma, came the next year and snuck out a win and decided to plant a flag on the 50-yard line. Like, we knew he was a bitch then, right? Because that's a bitch move. But
and then he whined about Bosa doing the celebration a couple years later when he sacked him. It's like,
so I'm so out on Baker, and I was actually in on Baker when he got drafted because I heard such good things from Oklahoma coaches and Lincoln Riley and the staff. But I don't understand what his issue is.
Right.
Like, the Cleveland organization told his agent they're not drafting a quarterback. The only thing they will do is entertain a top flight quarterback like Deshaun Watson. They told his agent that, I mean, months ago.
Before the combine, they met with Baker.
Like, why are you upset?
Right.
Like what? One, they told you they were going to do it. So why didn't you request a trade then? Oh, because it got public and you're a bitch and you're now your feelings are hurt. Shut the fuck up. No, they told you they were going to do it and they did it because you suck. Like, geez, do we have any accountability in this world? Baker, here's a message to Baker. You were awful as a quarterback for Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns. That's why they met with Deshaun Watson. So why you're in your feelings and being a baby back bitch, I'll never understand, because it's because you suck. That's why they did it. How about you just play better, right? Go to stay in Cleveland. Stay in Cleveland and prove them wrong, or don't. Request a trade. Go to Seattle, wherever the fuck you're going to go, and you're going to be miserable there. You're going to be average as shit there, and you just fade on off to into nothing. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Yeah. He knew.
And here's the thing.
Like, Baker, how do you want him to handle it?
Exactly. Here's the thing. Baker, this entire time, he's refused to get coaching from you know, quarterback experts. He said that, hey, I know what I'm doing. I'm fine. I don't need it. He's gone out and partied in Cleveland after losses. Yes, we've seen it. I mean, as someone who lives close to the city, we've seen it. And he's been protected. He's been kind of called the epitome of you know, he represents Cleveland. He then was told before the process of going to after Deshaun Watson that would happen. It happens. He makes it seem like he wasn't told when it was made clear to me and everyone kind of in the circles that I run with that he was told before the combine they would be doing that. He comes out with the, you know, the goodbye letter, acting like a surprise, like a hurt little kid playing victim. And then Cleveland responds with, we want an adult at quarterback. What's that saying? Cleveland is saying, we told you we were going to do this, Baker Mayfield. We told you because you didn't play very well. Exactly.
They should have said it, but the politically correct world, they should have said, we want a quarterback that's not a baby bitch. That's what they should have said, because that's what he is. He's a crybaby. Crybaby. Exactly. It's awful. And it's going back to conversations we've had about Dwayne Haskins, and I'm not trying to say Dwayne Haskins is a crybaby, but that quarterback position, to be a franchise quarterback, it's so much deeper than can you throw a ball. It really is. It's about mentality. It's about your off-the-field character, just your intangibles. That's what Joe Burrow has. Joe Burrow throws the ball well. So does Baker Mayfield sometimes. Sometimes. But the difference is Joe Burrow is a grown-ass man, tough motherfucker. That's the difference. He is a dude. Baker Mayfield is a bitch. Like, he's not a franchise quarterback. You can't – there's no bitch ever that's been a franchise quarterback, ever. Tom Brady, grown-ass man. Peyton Manning, grown-ass man. Aaron Rodgers, grown-ass man. I mean, you go down the list. Mm-hmm. Grown-ass men. Baker Mayfield? Small dick energy. Like tiny, micro penis.
He doesn't want to improve. His play was poor, and then they told him what they were going to do, and yet he still sends out that tweet. That, right. I think, is the biggest issue. I think that's what led to Cleveland saying, we want an adult quarterback. Because we told them what the expectation was. He wants a new deal. He wants this. He wants that. We want him to play better. And he didn't play better. That's and he wants to parade around like an adult. He's partying after losses. And the city protected him. Like, the city absolutely protected him. And he takes that entitlement, and it's almost absurd at this point. And so now he requested a trade, and Cleveland says, fuck no. We're not. Yeah. It's like, no, fuck you.
Go play, bitch.
We're not going to trade you. Exactly.
Go play, bitch.
Exactly. Go play for us. And it's interesting because Cleveland now holds all the power. If Cleveland wants Baker Mayfield to be their quarterback, they win, Zach. Because what are Baker's options? It's a contract year.
It is a contract year. And I believe this to my core. He's got an ugly girlfriend. Ugly girlfriend means no confidence from Moneyball. That is, I'm just telling you, it is so true. I believed it in recruiting. Like, when I went recruiting and I found out who a kid was dating, like a girl, and if she was like a, you know, not to be weird, but whatever, I don't care. You can't cancel me. If she was an attractive girl, I would be like, wow, this kid's got some swagger, right? He's got some shit to him. Like, he's pulled this attractive girl. And it meant something, and it still means something. And I don't even know what Baker's wife looks like, but I know he was cheating on her. Remember the one girl that went on the podcast and talked about how she fucked Baker Mayfield?
Bro, that girl's from Rittman, bro. She went on Rover's Morning Glory, and she showed pictures of his nuts to all the producers.
Right.
She showed video of him, his face. She said it was at the Cheesecake Factory. She said the second time, she said it wasn't very big. She said the second time he hit her up to go, she was like, I don't have gas to get out there. She's from Rittman. And he was like, all right, dang, and then blocked her. So she didn't go out the second time, and she wasn't a smoke show either. So
I'm sorry.
It's
unfortunate, man. I don't know if I was the number one overall pick and had millions of dollars. I promise you, people would be like, wow, He pulled that, huh? Like, I mean, it's,
now,
shit,
now wait, what about Pat Mahomes though?
I mean, I don't know, man. Something's off there. I know. That's as I'm talking right now. I'm like, God, Pat Mahomes kind of just destroys this whole argument. But I don't
what's
know, man.
What's up with these players that go to Texas Tech and their girlfriends? Like, what are they just? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't honestly. It might be that he was with her before he was anything, and so he feels like just this loyalty to, and knows like she loved me for me or some shit like that. I don't know. Or maybe she just is just ridiculously talented. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I mean,
she might be just an absolute 14 out of 10 in bed. That's the only thing I can say. Or she absolutely has blackmail on him that he could never like he likes to get pegged or something. Like he's like into some just disgusting shit. I don't know what it is, but it's got to be what's one of the two, because she's not attractive. She's annoying as shit. Like, I don't know.
There is. Okay. Death being pointed at you. It's all pointed at you. Who is the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns next year? Game one. You got to get this right, bro, or the death beam hits you.
No, I'm not even. It's the Cleveland Browns. So honestly, Jay Cutler. Like, it's the Browns.
Like, retirement.
Literally, it might be Brett Favre. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna say Baker. I honestly, I think the Browns are gonna call his bluff and be like, "All right, you think you're a big time quarterback? Go prove it." Yeah. So, if I had to bet, I would bet Baker.
The Browns hold all the cards here, Zach, because
yeah.
It's a contract year. So if they are like, Baker, go play after a year where he sucked, and he's like, no, I don't want to play. I'm going to hold out. It's like, okay, cool. Enjoy this backup deal you're going to get, because no one's going to take a chance on you if you sit out a year. You're not Deshaun Watson.
I mean, I think best case scenario, it's Matt Ryan or Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, that would be a dream. That would be an upgrade at quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. The Browns would win in that scenario. Outside of that, good God. I'm just glad, honestly, as shitty as the situation is as a Browns fan, I'm just glad I'm not a Steelers fan. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Just, here we go. Trade for Jordan Love.
Hey, it's like, hey, Rod, you're going to get banned. The Rod it's like, Farva
it's from like, Super Mom, Troopers is going to get banned. We want Deshaun Watson. Oh, no, we have Deshaun Watson at home. It's Jordan Love.
No,
I think it's going to be Jordan Love or Taylor Heinicke. It's going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those cats. That's the most Browns thing to do. Yeah, like the things that make sense. You know, like I said, it's like giving a 4-year-old a cup of a gallon of milk and telling them to pour a gallon of milk poured in a cup. They're going to miss and you're going to end up with the same amount, like a little, this little bit. And that little bit's going to be Taylor Heinicke or Jordan Love or someone of that caliber.
Well, I called it before that when this all started. I said they're not going to get Deshaun Watson. Baker's going to leave and they're going to be in an absolute. Oh, my God.
Here's a great hot take. Hot take for you. Chris says Jordan Love will be a franchise quarterback.
In the XFL or in the Arena Football League? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree. Jordan Love will not be a quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he might start for a year or two. He'd be like a flash in the pan guy. Mm-hmm. He is not a franchise quarterback.
Here's how we know Jordan Love is not a franchise quarterback.
Oh, it's
Aaron Rodgers is bullying the Packers.
Right.
Bullying them.
And they've already done it once. They kicked Brett Favre out of the organization because they knew they had a dude in Aaron Rodgers. They know for a fact right now they have a dud behind Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love is not the answer, so they're just going to give Aaron Rodgers whatever they want. He could do whatever he wants. He could go on vacation for 6 months, show back up for the first game, and just start right away.
Exactly.
Like, no.
Watch what teams do, not what they say. Watch what players do, not what they say. Aaron Rodgers, after they drafted Jordan Love, after that first month of practices, he was getting louder. He was getting more public. I mean, how often do you see a quarterback go bash their franchise during an interview? Like, literally never, especially when they just drafted a young quarterback. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers did that because he was in a couple practices with Jordan Love and saw that he cannot play.
And he's like, gotcha.
Gotcha. It's over. You want to draft him round one and AJ Dillon round two? You're stuck. He got the big contract. I mean, that's literally it. That's literally it. So no, Jordan Love will not be a good core. I mean,
no.
So that's where I'm at with that.
All right, Chris. What do you got more to talk about? Or I want to call this barbershop.
Yeah, I do. I have one more thing.
Yes.
How far does Chris Holtmann need to go in this tournament to save his job for next year?
You know what? I don't think.
Can he save his job?
I think he will save. I mean, I think if he loses, if it's a first round exit, he's in serious trouble. If he wins in the first round, I think that Gene is going to give him another year. Gene's not a guy that likes to fire people. He will if he has to, and he will if he knows that it needs to happen. But I believe that he has belief in Chris Holtmann, and I think he will give him one more year. But now Gene's a real dude. I mean, I've had several meetings with Gene. We've talked about this. I mean, I've had hard meetings and I've had great meetings with Gene, and he will absolutely put it all on the table after the year. And it'll be very clear that Ohio State needs to win the Big Ten next year, like, or he's gone, and they need to make the NCAA tournament. They need to actually, you know, have some success in the tournament. It will be very clear that he's going to give him one more shot. But I think now if they lose to Loyola Chicago, I think Gene's got to really make a decision. But if they win in the first round, I mean, what, they play Villanova round two? I mean, they should lose. Gene's not going to fire him for losing that game, right? Mm-hmm. So I think if they just win the first round, if they lose the first round, people will be pissed, and there'll be a lot of pressure on Gene to fire him. Then he's going to have to make a real decision. If they can win that game, then I think he's safe. I think he gets one more year.
Do you think Gene Smith pays attention to, like, the fact they have a top five recruiting class coming in next year under Holtmann? Because Holtmann's shown that he can recruit.
Yeah.
And he can recruit at a pretty significant clip.
Well, and I think he's realistic, right? I mean, the Buckeyes have had some serious injuries. And like I said, I'm not claiming to be a basketball nut or expert, so please don't take it for that. But they've had some serious injuries. They've had some, and that's an excuse. It is definitely an excuse. Lots of teams have injuries, but that's why I could see him with a top five recruiting class coming in. I don't know. I've already said I think he needs to be fired, but I don't think Gene will do that.
That's fair. And then my hot take for the day, Zach, was I believe this next upcoming football season, Marvin Harrison Jr. will have a better year than Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Ooh, I like it, though. I do got to give out, Chris, real quick, our MyBookie play of the day. If you go on MyBookie, our promo code is Menace. Whatever you deposit, they deposit match. I did want to mention it. Let me pull it up. Because we had an okay day yesterday. We lost a couple units, but I mean, some bad beats.
You can't win everything.
No, you can't. Well, our Ohio State money line is lock of the month, so you can fire that right now. I think Ohio State wins. Our handicappers studied the analytics of it, and our model has it as a very, very high confidence play. We're also taking Davidson money line. If you want to fire that, so there's two plays for you. You want to parlay them? Go on MyBookie, promo code Menace. And get free money, and I would play them separately, but if you want a better payout, I bet that'll pay, you know, 300%. If you want to fire Ohio State money line and Davidson money line, those are the two plays I'm giving out. So that's just had to throw that in there because it is March, Chris, and it's madness season.
Throw it up.
I should have fired. I mean, my bracket was decent yesterday.
No, you did. I got scared.
Other than Iowa, man, Iowa fucking killed me. I mean, I only had them in the Sweet 16, but still, Christ.
That one hurts. That one definitely hurts. I know a lot of Buckeye fans messed up. They went with Michigan losing, so that messed up some.
Oh yeah, I had Michigan winning.
If Michigan goes further in the tournament than Ohio State, I'm going to be hurt. I can't even lie.
Well, I'm just telling you right now, it's not going to happen. But I would pay so much money.
Sweet 16 matchup.
For that Sweet 16 matchup, like, so much money. It would be one of the biggest. Like, it would just be so badass. So I'm rooting for it. Like, people sometimes think that I'm like too critical on Ohio State. Like, I want Ohio State to get there. Then I want them to win. I want them, obviously, right? I'm a Buckeye. I was born here, raised here. I coached here. Like, but
they both got to win two games to get to that Sweet 16.
Just two games, man. Can we just both win? You know, Michigan already won one.
Yep.
Now they just got to win one more. Ohio State just has to win two. And the first one should happen. Right. Then we just need one magical night against Villanova. Just one.
Two NBA players on the roster. Just go. Just go. Go,
man. Just make it happen.
I need it, man.
Just play defense. Honestly, Christ.
I would probably kick my 5-year-old brother down a flight of 8 steps.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, if that happens, we are going somewhere. We're sectioning off 10 tables, and we're having a Menace party. Shit, I might pay for it all. I'm not committing to that yet, but we might get after it. So let's make it happen. Let's root hard.
We gotta call a
barbershop, Chris.
Let's go.
All right, let me make sure you can hear this. Oh, I got to pull the number up, though.
It'd be pretty sweet if Juwan Howard slugged someone during the tournament. That's the hot take.
Oh, that would be badass. I'm here for Juwan Howard.
He would lose his job before he makes it to the tunnel. Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Mansfield, Ohio.
I love this show so much. Mansfield, Ohio. I just want to thank everyone for coming and kicking with us every morning. Like this makes my day. It's such a great way to start.
Nah, we don't care. Don't come hang out with us. We don't even like you guys. Tell me, can you hear it, Chris?
Yeah, I can hear it.
All right, good. Well, I hope they answer. Oh, no. It opens at 9 a.m. Come on, what are we doing?
419 Barbershop.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Jim Greenlee, and I was in there about 2 weeks ago, and I just had a question because we were in there. We was talking about a feller that grew up here in Mansfield and went to play for the Buckeyes. And I Googled it. I can't find his name. I was wondering if you knew who that was or if someone there could remind me because it was a big conversation.
Oh, let me think.
Do you know who I'm talking about, though?
I think I do.
He played like offense and defense, like really supposed to be big time.
Let me put you on speaker and have you ask that question again.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I had a question about a feller that grew up here in Mansfield. We was talking about it in the barbershop a couple weeks ago, and he went to play for the Buckeyes down there at Ohio State, and he's offensive defense, and I can't remember his name. I looked on the internet, and I'm not that good with technology, but I was wondering if you might know who that is.
I'm trying to think. I know he's from Lexington. Hey, you guys remember the kid from Lexington that went to play down at Ohio State? You remember his name? He's playing. Hold on. Brendan used to cut him. Yeah, he plays for Ohio State right now. Yeah.
Yeah, football. Yeah, football.
Stover, what's his first name?
Alex. That might be right.
I think his last name's Stover.
Stover. Alex Stover. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I think that's him.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What's the
Alex
verdict?
Alex Stover. Doesn't count, Chris.
No.
Doesn't count.
I wanted that.
Doesn't count.
You are not a hometown hero. He used to get cut there, though.
He said Brandon used to cut him.
No.
Brandon, what's his name? He said, I don't know, Stover? Alex Stover.
No.
Damn, Kane. No. I thought you were that guy. And it's Mansfield. It's not that big of a city.
They literally
doesn't count. Sorry. Does not count.
They said he used to cut him. They asked his barber.
To be fair, Cade has not. I mean, this is his year, right? I mean, he certainly shouldn't be a household name. I mean, he's played minimally. But man.
Mansfield, man, he's that one hurt. See, here's the thing.
I'll be honest.
All right.
Hey, they knew him. She knew him. Mm-hmm. She knew him. She knew he's from Lexington. She knew they got his last name. So he's almost there. He's got a little bit to go. But Alex Stover, Alex Stover. We should call him Alex Stover on the show forever.
I'm trying to find his middle name. I'm hoping it's Alex or something. I'm trying.
His dad's name is Alex.
Maybe. I'm going to roll with that.
That's all right, though. That's all right. Hey, it's like Lynn's Breezy just said.
Mm-hmm.
When they see him play this year, they're going to think about this moment, and they will certainly know his name after that.
Mm-hmm. Right? I hope he sees the show. I hope he sees the show and calls up there. I hope he's like, hold up, y'all.
You hope he's like you, going to the Akron Planet Fitness. Like,
yeah, I haven't been back there since. F that place.
I can tell.
Okay, calm down. It's an extra large t-shirt. I'm really shredded underneath this.
Okay.
Anyway,
extra medium.
End the show.
Oh, that's all we got for you guys. Thank you very much. Sorry about the 2 days we took off. Like I said, just was going through a couple things, but we will be back large and in charge next week, Monday morning, live, 9 a.m. Come hang out with us. Appreciate everybody. Menace out.